So, how you doing, Adam?
I'm okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Is this no, getting closer.
Get closer. A little love in here.
Cuddle us.
Ooh, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Leanne. Leanne on my couch.
Adam's on your couch, too.
Yeah, hey, baby.
I think it's hotter.
Oh, God, the dream's coming true now.
Ew.
Whoa. Most awkward beginning to any of the podcasts we've ever done.
People who have been listening since episode one, they've been expecting it by now, I think.
I'm sure.
Probably.
I'm sure our significant others have been expecting it.
So, yeah.
Rosemary's like, I knew it.
How's everything going with you, man?
Good. Interesting. Yeah. Things have been changing a lot lately.
Can you talk about it?
I have a new job.
Like officially?
Yeah, like permanently.
Oh, you got on there.
Yeah, no, they yes.
What happened?
The place that I was originally working at, and then so I got laid off, did some freelance, then got a job at another studio with the expectations of going back to the place that I'd been working since we started this.
Yeah, since the podcast.
And I just really like the new place. They really like me. I'm hitting it off with the lead. I have a cool, like, my job. Admittedly, I thought the job that I was getting at first was kind of like bitch work because it's a revisionist, but I'm actually like
doing a lot of stuff.
Working side by side with the lead and like fixing a lot of stuff, and I get to make a couple of like not big calls, but like if I think something will look better, they let me make the change and that kind of stuff. And they really like me and I really like it there, and it's more like artist focused.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the place that I was working at is a little more corporate.
Yeah.
So they were like, we want you to stay. And I was like, oh, that's convenient because I would like to stay.
That's awesome. Because I knew your plan was like you wanted to ask them at some point, right? So
something like that.
You wanted to bring it up in case you had to go back to the other studio.
It did kind of suck because the first studio, like I had no idea what was going on with the start of the new show. And then on like Thursday, they were like, see you Monday.
Oh.
And I was like, nope. So
did you already know by this point, though? That
yeah, sort of.
Oh, so you didn't even know technically.
No, I did. I mean, they said that, like, it wasn't official, but they had pretty much told me, they're like, or they did tell me, they're like, we want you to stay, we just need to make it official.
Oh, okay.
And then Friday was official.
But on the Thursday... the previous studio called you and was kind of like,
hey. Or they sent me an email, they're like, yeah, shit starts Monday, and I was like, wow, some...
So you had to find out, being like, by the way, is that thing official? And they were like, what? Oh,
yeah.
And you were like, reply. Sorry, no, I'm done.
Yeah, pretty much. I got the, like, I made sure before I... said anything to the first place.
But of course, yeah.
I was annoyed in the fact that they didn't give me more heads up.
Well, I mean, like you said, it's kind of corporate, right? They don't...
Yeah.
I'm sure it's probably not...
Technically, they gave me the start date, like, shortly after we left. But this is the first time in the 3 years that I worked there that they ever hit a date that they set.
Wow.
So I was like, kind of wish you gave me... You know, they're like, oh, we gave you the date 3 months ago. And I'm like, it's the first time you guys ever hit a date. And they were like, yeah, it doesn't matter, though. And I'm like, well, yeah, it kind of does.
Yeah, yeah.
But regardless, I'm at...
You got a new job.
Congrats.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you're loving it, too, right?
I really like it. The show's awesome.
Yeah. Now, will you ever say where you worked previously?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
I have not decided.
Because I'm sure some of our listeners are just like, what the fuck? Like...
You know what the funny thing is we don't say where we work as a technicality.
Yeah.
It takes literally 2 seconds to figure it out if you're online.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not fucking hard. We have LinkedIn accounts.
It's true. It's true. I've been trying to get an IMDb account, but I don't know how that works.
You have to apply for one, or somebody has to set it up for you, don't you?
Is it? Yeah, because I looked up, like, it's...
Kevin Perry has one.
Does he? I should ask him. Because, like, I looked at everyone, like, man, some people who've done, like, maybe one thing have an account. So I was like, oh, I'll sign up for it. And I did. And then it just turned out I was on the database to, like, check shit out. That's all. I didn't have, like, a profile or anything. And I'm like, well, where's my profile? And it's like, oh, you want a profile? You want IMD Pro, which is $20 a year or something like that. And I was like, fuck this shit. It's like, I'm not paying $20 a year for
this. Well,
then
what happens if, like, I make you an account? Am I paying $20 a year for someone else's
account?
That's what
I'm like, if the studio, if I went to them, like, listen, can I get an IMD, like, will you pay for this? You know, I don't know how it works. So,
do you think your studio would pay for it? It seems like...
I don't know.
I don't know if a studio would pay for that.
I have no idea how it works, honestly.
It seems like a studio would want to, like, have their idea.
I mean, I've worked on 3 things now that I could... Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like I've done one thing. I just thought maybe, it'd be, you know...
I'm experienced now.
3, motherfucker. 3. So, for people who don't know... We've got a guest today.
Yeah.
If you haven't fucking clued in yet, the third voice.
I think you said my name.
We've talked about this individual.
We've brought her up several times.
So, like, I think probably in the first few episodes we talked about her. Yeah. We were like, man, we've got a friend who she's on top of shit, man, and she just knows.
She's the most organized human being I've ever met in my life. And then, and she was in my third year group film at Sheridan, so I saw firsthand her organizedness holding the fucking group together because, goddamn.
You said, too, the other day, it was like, had she not been in that group, nothing would have gotten done.
Yeah.
And you would have probably not done anything either.
No, I mean, I would
have. No, you said, as in, like, you wouldn't have done to the level,
she
like,
because she organized.
Exactly what I'm
when
saying.
Shit needed to get figured out, everybody asked her.
Yeah. When, and what's great about her is that when school finished and everyone parted ways, and I had that moment of realization, we were all going our separate ways at this point, you know, we weren't all hanging out anymore. It was, I was like, well, where are you going? And she's like, well, I need a job right now. I don't have fucking money to, like, I don't have time to get a job in animation. I, like, you know, I'm moving to the city and I gotta find work. She ended up working at, like, a bank, essentially. Mm-hmm. And she did that for 2 years.
Keeping in mind, like, Leanne is and has.
Oh, it's Leanne, by the way.
Yeah, Leanne DeFore.
Hey, Leanne.
Hi. But I was an intro, guys.
I was going to say, we're really, your ego is going to be inflated by the end of this.
You're going to walk out and be like, I'm so fucking awesome.
No.
But another thing to keep in mind, too, is, like, Leanne has always been and is getting better, but she's always been really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not like you went out there and you were like, I can't get work because I suck. And the school didn't tell me that I sucked because they wanted my tuition money.
She did the pros and cons of it, I think.
Yeah, so what happened was, I guess, yeah, I worked really hard in school. Like, I wasn't...
Oh, yeah, no, you're
You were a keener.
You're filmed. Yeah,
you were the keener. You're the king of the queen of the keeners.
I went to hang out with her once to, like, because I was going to get some notes from her. And she, in her binder, I saw her, like, using a ruler, the checklist of everything she had done that week, and I'm like, dude, this is so professional and shit. And we were already in school for like 6 months at this point, and I'm like, how are your notes so like perfect from like the beginning of the year? And she was like, oh, like every 3 weeks I go back and I rewrite all my notes in my calendar so that they're all new and everything's matching. And I'm like, what? And
that's when everyone started calling me OCD.
Because then one day we were in class too, and I was just like, I wanted to like draw like a happy face on her paper.
Oh my God,
and she was just
it.
Like, yeah, she was like, will you fuck off?
I hated it. You and Brayden would try to draw in my sketchbook. Yeah. And like, it made me so mad. So mad.
Because she was going to have to go home that night and redo
everything. The fucking
everything. It was so annoying.
But like, that's how professional she is. So when you left school though, I mean,
yeah, so
you
what,
were just like...
No, so what happened was, okay, so we graduated. First of all, I'm from Quebec, so I came here. Yes, so I came here and I had my lease that was going to end whenever we graduated. So the weekend that our industry day was, I was actually moving. Like, my mom came for the screening.
Oh, yeah.
And we were
that.
Moving.
Yeah.
And so I got a place in Toronto because I was like, all right, well, all the studios are down. I don't want to, like, commute from Oakville to Toronto. Yeah. So I found, like, a really cheap place, like, a month before school was over.
Mm-hmm.
And so my parents were awesome. Like, they helped me, like, put the down payment first and last on that. So I stayed there and then they were like, all right, so get a fucking job. I'm like, yeah, okay, I love you. So I'm like, I tried to get a job and I did like a couple interviews, but they didn't go well.
Like for animation?
For animation, okay. Yeah. So I did interviews at two studios and I did tests, but like I just didn't get the job and I could have kept searching, but my parents were like, you know, we're not paying for rent next month. So
right.
I was like, okay, so my mom especially really pushed me and she's like, listen, what you're doing is great, but you need to find income.
Yeah.
So,
you can't live the art starving.
Yeah, she was like, and okay, my mom's like an accountant, my dad's an engineer.
Oh Jesus.
So yes. And like, yeah, so that whole part of the story.
And they're French Canadian.
Well, my dad is. My mom is Trini, but yeah. So
I don't know what that means, but fine.
It means she's difficult. So there was a lot of pressure, and then they were like, okay, well, find any fucking job that you can find. So I looked up customer service jobs, and being bilingual, it's so easy to find a job in
Toronto.
Yeah, I know.
That's the hardest thing. And like, it's like, fuck, I need a job somewhere. It's like, oh, you're looking for bilingual. And it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know French.
There's so this agency called Bilingual Source, and I just went to them, and within 2 weeks, like, to the day, I was sitting in my new office. Wow. Yeah.
Now, what did you go and what was your new job? Like this non-animation job that you had?
Yeah, so what I did was customer service. I was speaking to financial advisors and describing the bank's products as well as their client accounts and giving them information on what the bank sold.
Yeah.
We
all said, like, yeah, Leanne works at a bank. Essentially, that's what we would say.
Yeah, so I guess most people assume that I was a teller, and I wasn't. Mm-hmm. The bank that I worked for doesn't have, like, locations.
Physical, yeah.
They do in Quebec, but not in Ontario. So it was all on the phone, and the reason that I ended up staying so long is it ended up being a really good setup because I could draw all day.
Yeah, the way she explained it to me was that she's on the phone, so she has this headset. And I don't know if you were, like, in a cubicle or something or, like...
Yeah, just, kind of a cubicle. It's, like, sort of open concept, but, yeah, a cubicle.
Yeah, so she's sitting there, and then... But she, like, waits for calls and stuff.
Yeah.
And then she just has her sketchbook.
And I'm drawing. So, basically, like, especially once I learned the material.
Yeah.
Like, it took 2 months kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then I knew everything. I didn't have to go through the reference material. So, it was, like, having a phone conversation and drawing at the same time.
Now...
Wow.
I'm not... And then here's the other part about Leanne. So I met up with her like maybe about a month or so into this job.
Yeah.
And we're hanging out, we're having coffee, and we're just talking. I'm like, how's it going? And she's like, well, you know, it's pretty good, but, you know, their system's a little screwed up. So I went in last weekend, and I took all their files out of their cabinets, and I took everything, and I reorganized them all.
You remember that?
I remember that.
Dude,
I got so many awards.
Who does that? Like, she wasn't asked. Nobody said, like, oh, this system sucks or whatever. She looked at it and was like, this is so fucking backwards.
But
I have to fix this for myself.
You were like, I can't fucking believe this. And I was like, that sounds like Leanne. Like,
yeah,
having worked with her, for a fucking year, I was like, that sounds right.
But you know how unmotivated people are, and they're just like, whatever.
Or they're like, fuck it, it's somebody else's problem.
She wasn't getting paid to do it. Nobody told her, nobody asked her. She was just like, if this isn't done, I can't do my job right.
Pretty much, yeah. I was like so pissed.
Yeah.
It was basically, we had to go get these reference numbers in order, like, I won't go into the details because it is the bank's policies, but
sure.
we needed these reference numbers, and so people brought them to our department in these boxes because they were just printed, like, from a print shop.
Yeah.
No one ever put them in binders.
Yeah.
So they got put into these drawers.
Oh, they gotta go in binders.
Yeah.
They have to go in binders.
Yeah. Where's the binders? Where are the binders?
So, like, there's 15 people in my department. They're all going through these fucking papers and finding their number and then putting it back any way possible. So it's impossible to find the information that you want.
Yeah.
So I ended up, I remember I finished like at 5:30 that day, and I was like, oh shit, I gotta put these reports in. So I stayed till like 8 that night. I went into like one of the like storage rooms and I found old binders, and then I like organized everything. And the next day, my manager was like, what are you doing? We need you on the phones. And I'm like, oh, I'm just like fixing this. And she had just started, so she wasn't really, like, she didn't really understand that how important, I guess, it was. But then other coworkers were like, holy fuck, this is brilliant. And so she's like, and then the senior manager came over and she's like, okay, no, we're going to let Leanne finish this. You guys take the calls.
That's
and so then
awesome.
I finished it. And
how long did it take you?
Well, 3 hours. I did 3 hours overtime that night, and then, like, I worked in the morning too, but like I was working slower too, because I was like,
right,
I don't have to take calls.
Yes, they told me I could do this.
Pretty much. But yeah, so it took me like, I guess half a day, you could say.
Yeah.
And then I got like a lot of awards for it. It
yeah,
was like,
she
really
was
cool.
Like, yeah, they gave me an award today. It was like,
next time you see her, she's just covered in medals. And you're like, whoa.
She's on her desk. Do you wear those medals now?
She jingle jangles.
No, I do. I still have the certificates.
That's
but,
pretty awesome.
We're giving you an award because you did the thing none of us fucking wanted to do.
But then I had to do it like for the other years too.
So
it's like, it's okay. It's not bad because at least,
well,
like,
hold on. Why am I going, I know you. You like to organize shit.
Oh, it was annoying. It was annoying because I was like, fuck you. I showed you how to do it. Just
and,
do it. Like, it's not my job description.
Yeah.
You realize that you left and within a month it would all gone to hell.
No, one of the girls told me that she had taken over the responsibility of doing the binders. And I was
like, you can't go back to the way it was, man.
Yeah.
I ain't doing that shit.
No, but it made people so productive they could find information during the call as opposed to like having to call the client back 3 hours later.
But that's what I'm saying. That's who Leanne is. She's able to fix the broken shit of micromanagement and stupidity.
She's organized.
And make it work. So that was one of the things she would always say, though, or this is what she would say, though, whenever we would get together and talk. She'd be like, she would beat herself up being like, guys, I'm done school and I'm not doing an animation job. And it's like, yeah, but look at how fucking good you are at doing shit.
Also, realistically, thanks, working at a bank, you were probably making more money than any of us.
Oh, dude, I miss the money right now.
Oh, yeah.
I just found this jacket that I want. It's fucking ridiculous. It's so expensive. But I'm like, ooh, if I was making a couple grand more, I could totally afford it. I wonder if the bank
needs me to organize anything. I could go in on a weekend.
Yeah, the bank was good money, but like, I don't know. I got tired of, because when I first started to, like, they were more encouraging of me helping it, because it was a small bank. When mm-hmm. I first started, there was 400 employees, so you know they were still growing.
That is small for a bank.
But now they got bigger, they acquired a whole bunch of other companies, and it's gotten way more corporate, which is why I ended up leaving. Like, I got really sick of it, and there were other things that I tried to, you know, improve, and it was like, oh, and then you got into the corporate or politics of it, where it's like, oh no, this is this department's job, so we're not allowed to do it here in the call center.
The bigger something gets, like, the less productive it gets.
I would, if I was like Leanne's supervisor, I would be like, hey, that's Leanne. Don't tell her where she can and cannot go, alright? If she sees a problem, she'll fix it.
No, my managers are awesome. Like, they really encouraged me, but it's like, you hit a, like, they can't do anything after a point, right? So,
I guess the itch to, like, get back into, because, I mean, at this point, you've been out of school for 2 years.
Yeah.
And so, you had, well, let's
I was going to say.
Let's not even jump into her new job. Let's talk about, so while she was doing the banking job, she also, you studied how to become a fucking, like, manage your own business.
Yeah, okay. So what happened was, so we graduate, and I got this offer to work on a project. And so I was like, oh, I guess I'm going to be a freelancer now. And so that's what I was doing when I was, like, working at the bank. And that's why it was such a good setup, because I was, like, earning two incomes at once. And they'd be like, oh, cute drawings. Yeah, keep drawing. But meanwhile, I was, like, for another client.
Meanwhile, you're, like, going home in a fucking Bentley.
But, yeah, so I got this freelance job, and it didn't work out in the end. But I learned so much.
Freelance jobs tend to go like that, I've noticed.
But my first
thing was, though, you got a lawyer, though, right?
Yeah, so what happened was,
tell us that story.
Okay, so,
oh my god.
Dude, it's amazing.
Oh, it's horrible.
No, but like,
it's like
what you learned.
The worst experience of my life. So I meet this client and we get along awesome. We talk about the project. I put together a proposal. And then there was like a big delay between the point when I talked to the client and then when they wanted me to start the work. When we're about to start the work, we still haven't written a contract. And that was my mistake, because I'm stupid. I should have gotten the contract. So guys, get your contract first thing. It doesn't matter if the project's not starting for 4 months. Talk about the contract, get it. So I didn't do that. So work's about to start, and then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to put together a contract if that's fine. And the client says, oh, I'll get... the client had a relative that was a IP lawyer.
Right.
So they say, okay,
intellectual property.
Intellectual property. Okay. So they said they'll get like a blurb written up to get me started on writing the contract.
Right.
So I get this like half page. There's no sentences. It's just like a half page of legal lease.
Ian works for us.
So I don't understand what it means. And thankfully, my cousin he's not an IP lawyer, but he is a lawyer in Montreal.
Right.
So I called him and I said, listen, can you just tell me what this means? I don't understand. And he basically said, do not fucking sign that. The rights that you have being an artist in Canada, just like ownership to your work and whatever, they're taking away from you. So just like the standards rights, they're taking away from you. And so I went to work the next day and I was like, fuck, like, I don't want to give up this project. You know, it's your first freelance.
Yeah,
you really want it to work.
Prove it. Yeah, you want to make sure it happens because you don't want to, like, well, this was a fucking failure.
Talk and I already felt like a failure because I wasn't working in a studio. So I'm like, this has to work. So I found out there was a lawyer, like, three floors above me in the bank. So advantage of working in a bank.
Yeah.
So I just showed up there on my lunch because I called them and I couldn't get anyone to call me back.
Right.
So I showed up on my lunch at the reception. I was like, hi, I need to speak to someone right now. And they got one of the junior associates to come and help me, and it was super expensive, and it was so worth it.
Can you explain, can you give, like, a like, you don't want to say the exact number, but, like, where in the figure are we talking, like, expensive to meet with a junior?
It cost me $900, but they were a huge firm downtown Toronto. There are other firms that could do it.
Okay.
I was on...
You were in
such
the building.
I was in the building, and I needed to get back to my client that night.
Right.
You know, so I didn't have the choice, or, like, no one
you,
was getting back.
Did they
to
tell
me.
You up front? They were like, dude, this is going to cost you $900 to talk
no,
to this
no,
guy.
Well, she was awesome. She did tell me, I mean, she could tell I was young and I was like, I don't really know what I'm doing. Whenever I explained the situation to her, she told me her hourly rate.
Yeah.
She said, this should take about this much time.
Okay. Well, how much did $900 cost to, like, talk to them?
Yeah,
and, like,
how long?
Yeah.
I spoke to her for, I don't know, I guess an hour, and then there were some emails back and forth.
And they charge you for the emails as well, too? Like, is that what that cost covers?
She charges me for her time. So any time that she spends, if she spends 5 minutes replying to my email, that's going to get clocked.
I was going to say, like, motherfuck, getting paid $900 for an hour of work? I am fucking going to law school.
Oh my God, just hit the floor. Adam's like, fuck back this. To school.
I'm out. Fuck
no,
art.
It went over a period of like 3 or 4 days. And she gave me this awesome template that now I just use for any project that I'm doing. I either simplify it or keep it as she wrote it. Mm-hmm. And it's really great. She explained the contract to me too, so now I know how to modify
it. Your contract or the one that she made up for you?
The one that she made up for me. The one that, the other one, I showed it to her and she was like, I understand why you don't want to sign it. And that was all she said about it.
Nice.
And so in the end, what happened with that specific client was I showed them the contract that was, let's say, fairer, but they weren't interested. They just returned, they replied with their version of it.
Right.
And so at that point it was like, well, I can't do this because it could go really well, and I may not need all these clauses in the contract that the client's removing.
There's no reason for you to trust them.
Yeah, and it was just an awkward, like, really drawn-out
thing. You
didn't
feel good about it, too, right?
Credit where credit is due. You said no when
you
should have.
Yeah.
You did the footwork. I guarantee you, like, I'd say 90% of students in our situation would have been like, no, it's fine, I'll do the work, I'll do it, I don't care how many revisions I have to do, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I have to thank my now boyfriend, at the time was just a friend. I met him, he was an illustration in our year.
At Sheridan, right?
At Sheridan, and they had a business class in illustration, and that's how I met him. I was like, I have this project that's going so fucked up, I need your business notes. And he told me, he looked over, you know, with what he had learned, he said, you shouldn't do this project. Like, our teachers told us not to do this.
Wow.
And that's one of the things that, you know, animation, like...
Our program specifically.
You know, they teach us how to work in a studio, and that's great.
Yeah, there is... I've talked to some teachers where they've said, like, you know, in a way, school is like a business. Like, you need to show up. You need to, like just be... Okay, hang on. Let me finish. Don't interrupt.
Okay.
Because I know what I'm going to say. And I know what you're going to say, but I don't want you to jump the gun. Is that, you know, there is that business mentality where you need to keep it professional. However, there needs to be the actual legal side.
Yeah,
where they
that's
show
what I
was going
to say.
Exactly.
Like, we need to fucking learn how to write contracts.
Yeah.
I mean...
Or like, who do we go to? Like, I know we have Google and we can do this, but like... You're animation people. This is an industry. We want to get into this industry. Who are your lawyers? Who should we talk? Who do you trust?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. Like, the person, my lawyer was excellent, but she had never done anything for animation.
Yeah.
And so, although my contract is great, I've compared it with other stuff. There's a lot of books that I ended up reading about business and, you know, just how to do this
how
whole
to run
thing.
That shit,
And I'll give you guys, like, a list of books.
Please.
And you guys can post it.
Please.
Because honestly, like, my poor students... coming out of Sheridan and you guys are
they don't
so,
know shit.
You're so unprepared.
We've seen,
I feel bad for the people that have to go through what I went through.
How,
it's horrible.
How bad was it? Like, I mean, I don't know if you listened to the other episode, but we got to hear about people who had never heard how to write an invoice before. And so, like...
I didn't know. I was fucking Googling that shit, and I'm, like, comparing 10 Google invoices, and I'm like, all right, well, this is common information. Maybe I'll do this.
Yeah.
But then I end up buying these books after that whole project has blown over, and it's like, oh, all the information is right here. If only I had known that... You know, there's, like, one book that I can get or, you know, I'll...
Yeah, we'll post the link of the fucking books that you
give
us. Like, that's really... No, I'm going to buy all of them, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking about
the
Handbook of Ethical Guidelines, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was one of the first books that Andrew...
Mayberry.
Yeah, Andrew Mayberry, that's boyfriend Andrew, he recommended to me. And so I bought the book, and then we started dating. So now we live together. We have two books now.
I'll buy one off you.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you not have a copy?
No, I've been meaning to get it. I'm so fucking like, oh, I gotta
get
that
book.
Oh,
dude, yeah, fucking, well,
sweet.
Fuck you. Andrew, you better not break up with me because I'm about to sell my copy.
To other Andrew.
But yeah, so that's an excellent book. It's got, like,
it does have an
outline.
I got a copy from the library that's, like, a couple editions older.
Yeah.
And I was like, how relevant is this going to be? Like, it doesn't have a lot of web stuff, you know, digital stuff, but just basic shit is in there. And it's like,
it's a good place to start.
It's if you're a first year animation student, you need to pick up this is your handbook, you know? For business of animation as an artist, in my personal opinion.
Yeah.
Because you know what it is? Like, it's been, so what, 2.5 years now since we graduated?
Yeah.
Three years, because...
Coming up to third year, fourth years. When we were in fourth year, the first years have just graduated.
Yeah, they just
year.
Graduated,
yeah.
like, this weekend
this
was
weekend,
their
yeah.
industry day. So 3 years. And I'm just like, I'm
fuck, man. Adam's just sitting there in denial. Why?
And like, I'm still learning so much, and I read constantly about business, or like, there's other stuff that interests me too. But if students can start to begin to understand this when you're in second year, you know,
you won't
especially
get,
third year.
It'll help
year,
you not getting screwed over.
Because you can read one book when your freelance comes up and you're still fucked, because you still don't really know what's going on, and your client is still going to have so much more experience than you have.
Yeah.
Like, you,
well,
you know.
It's also, it's cool and smart that you talk to a lawyer when you knew you needed to, because again, some people be like, well, no, I won't talk to a lawyer. It's like, well, within reason, like, when you are in a situation like this, like, you shouldn't be afraid to talk to a lawyer if you need to, and you shouldn't be afraid to talk to an accountant.
That's true. So yeah, read some books, guys, and it's not that bad though. Like, okay, so I've just talked about the shitty part. So my first two freelance projects were not great and they didn't work out. Since then, I've had, I don't know how many, but quite a few different freelance projects. They haven't been as big in scope, but they've gone wonderfully. I've got excellent clients. And
And like, they still come to you for stuff?
Yeah, and they still, or they recommend other people.
Oh, that's great.
Because it seems like...
Didn't you do some posters in London or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what happened...
London, England.
Yeah, London, England.
The cool London.
Yeah, not the shitty one.
No, there was a...
Apologies to anybody who lives...
I'm from there, I can say that. It's a shithole.
Oh, my God.
It is.
There was a competition to... I don't know, it was just like a competition this organization in London puts together, and they accepted international applications. So I sent one of my pieces to them, and it got accepted. So it was shown in a subway station in London.
In the tube.
In Hampstead Station. In
and
the tube.
It was a big fucking thing, too. It
yeah.
was like, holy shit, Leanne's artwork is on the fucking London, England.
It was awesome. But then, like, I was checking... I wish, like, I would have gotten work from it, but I didn't. But I checked my website, and, like, there were hits from, like, Dublin and, like, random places in Europe. And I'm like, oh, cool. That's all right.
So this whole thing, when you got your lawyer, you were reading books, you're still working at the bank.
Yes.
This isn't like she was like, well, I worked at the bank for a bit. I organized their files. Now I'm going to do my own thing. It was all at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why when you would be like, God, I feel like such a failure, and we'd be like, fuck off. You know,
no,
here we are trying to figure our shit out, and it's like, what the fuck do we do? Better call Leanne. She might know.
No, but you know what? Like, Sheridan just fucking pummels that shit into you that, like, you gotta work in a studio or, like, do games or whatever. Just get a job in your field, and it's hard if you don't get it, and all your friends are out there living the dream, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things, and I'm not picking on Sheridan. I think this is schools in general, but they tend to, like, pound into your mind that there is one way to do this.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it this way...
Which is funny, because school is the time to...
Experiment?
And figure that shit out.
Yeah.
And develop. Not just... You're not a cookie cutter. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's true. This beer's good, by the way. Thank you.
No problem.
Mickey's.
Mickey's.com, everyone.
Mickey's.com.
Is that what it
not
is?
Not Mickey Mouse. It makes so much sense that we drink Mickey's beer.
It's
fucking
just
animation podcast.
On the
yeah, Disney's gonna sue now.
Disney don't know shit about us.
But, yeah, guys,
Disney.
But...
I'm sorry, Disney, don't hurt me.
I'm sure Leanne's lawyer can protect us.
No, she changed firms. I gotta find a new lawyer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So, wait, do you still have to find a new lawyer then? For, like, if you have your... basic contract that she had to
I don't need a lawyer anymore unless like someone
if
like,
someone's like hey man
if someone sues me or like I want to sue someone then I'll have to find a lawyer and I'll probably go to someone different. She's great but like she's just really expensive. So that was all really negative, but I want to say that like
no it's not negative at all.
It sounds like I'm complaining.
No it's incredibly important.
I can't
tell you a single I don't know of a single student from not just Sheridan, but from anywhere, who was actually like, well, got to go find a lawyer. People, students just go, well, I fucked it up, and, you know, it was really stressful, and I had to pull all these hours, and I lost a lot of sleep, and I didn't get paid for it. And they just get fucked over.
And then that's just it.
That's it. That's
it's true. It's true. And, like, you know what? It's awesome to try new things, but you have to be able to ask for help and when you need it, you know? Because
there's nothing wrong.
You can't get fucked. Like, especially with what we're doing, you cannot afford to get fucked. You're creating characters... And if you're giving away all the rights to them and this person can do whatever the fuck they want with them, like,
I made
how
that.
Many
I
stories
did that.
Are there of that, of you know, you're giving away your property when you're young. You don't understand what it, what the value is.
No,
because it turns into something
huge. Didn't the guy who did the Nike swoosh was a student and got paid $50 to do that?
Something like that. Yeah. Some weird shit. Like,
but then the artist who did like the murals in Facebook is a fucking billionaire because he was like, oh yeah, I'll get paid in shares. Yeah. Oh yeah, millionaire. Yeah. Okay.
Let's not go crazy.
He worked at it too, right? So,
yeah.
You know.
So, but you have to know the value of your work and, exactly. You know, be able to...
And I mean, that's the thing too, when it comes to these sorts of things, it's like, you know, if we look at the big picture of animation and we talk about a character like Bugs Bunny or Mickey Mouse,
mm-hmm.
those properties belong to those companies.
Corporations.
And it's been different artists that have come along and implemented their take on it, and then it just becomes this kind of amalgamated thing. It's not like, you know, and I think a lot of people, younger people, when they look at it, they're like, well, Bugs Bunny was created by blah, 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 and, you know.
Yeah.
They don't know it. They don't think, like, it's been this huge evolution. So, if you've got some sort of idea, and you've got a character, and you've designed it, that is yours. That is your thing to protect.
Yeah,
you know? Don't just give it away.
Yeah, and it's not only that, but, like, if you're working for somebody, you want to make sure that at the bare minimum, you're at least getting what you're owed.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing work.
It's amazing about how many people try to screw you over.
Yeah, and it's not even like if you get... I did some freelance animation. It's not like I own that animation. I don't want to get paid royalties on that, but I just want to make sure that the people that I did that for pay me for doing the animation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing.
It's simple sometimes. Like, I did this, pay me for it.
Yeah. And if you're going to do something for a client and they want to own it, that's fine. But you charge them for your work, the hours that you put into it. You also charge them for licensing fees. The license to use your artwork, however, you know, and then you have to determine where can they use it. Is it internationally or just in Canada? For how long? And so
let me tell you a story now, because I did a freelance job out of school, and I didn't have a lawyer, and I did the contract myself, which was a big mistake, and they wanted me to...
I remember all this.
Yeah,
I remember it too.
Yeah, because Leanne helped me out with a lot of it too, and I, you know, I thought I charged a reasonable amount for what I was getting, for the work I was doing, and then what I didn't realize is that, you know, they wanted the rights to one of the characters.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, I asked one of our former teachers, like, what do you think I should charge? He's like, well, what do you think it's worth? And I was like, well, you know, again, I should have seen a lawyer, because a lawyer could have told me what you just said, like, what's it going to be internationally? What's it going to be, you know? And I didn't. So I didn't even know about international properties. I don't know, like, I didn't know anything about royalties and licensing or anything like that. So I created this character for them. They approved it. And then when I said, like, well, they got to buy the rights. I said this to myself in my head. And I sent them an email and I was like, listen, I will, you know, I think I was asking for something incredibly, incredibly low, like $500.
Yeah.
And I said, you can have the rights to the characters for $500. And they simply replied back and like, no, we've paid... This is the... We've already agreed that this is what we're paying for this whole thing, so that's what we're doing.
And that's how you end up getting fucked.
And
you
that did.
Because
I did. Because I did. Official. I said, and then I said that too. I said, like, okay, well, if that's how you feel, all right, sure. Because I was stupid. And I don't know what they've done with the character. I don't know if it's ever going to be used for anything else. I hope not. But
yeah,
I mean, but
judging by the company, it probably won't be.
Hopefully they were just like, this sucks.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, they have it now, and I got fucked over.
Yeah.
But you know, the other thing too is that's something where I had to basically do I fucking just sit there and get all worked up about this shit, or do I just fucking like whatever, like fuck those people, right?
And that's the other thing too, because when, you know, when I first started doing freelance, I was so stressed out because I didn't understand anything, and that makes the experiences really bad as well,
especially when it starts to go negative, you know.
Yeah.
And like people are like, those people were trying to fuck you over
and you don't really know if you're getting fucked or not.
Yeah.
Like, that's the worst part.
Yeah. That should
I'm
be
getting
a class.
Fucked, I want to know.
Am I getting fucked? One? Out of context, this conversation probably sounds weird.
But it's,
I swear a
right.
lot.
No, that's fine.
That's why we get along so well.
That's what happens when you work freelance, right? Because I think there was like when I was doing that project, I would call Leanne up because my computer crashed in the middle of it.
Yeah, you can't
always
use
like,
that computer.
Can
for
I
a
export
bit.
From your computer? And I had to like, it's not far, but I had to go along one subway line then up.
Leanne, help!
Yeah, and I'm just like, just whatever you're doing, just stay the fuck away from your computer for 5 minutes. And I'm just like exporting files, and I'm just like rocking there back and forth, and. And she's like making dinner in the kitchen. She's like, how's it coming? And I'm like, it's good. I think everything's fine.
How's it coming?
Yeah, it was that kind of scenario. And then And so, I mean, you helped me out in a big way like that, but at the same time, it was just like, you know, I should have known better. And
but it's, yeah, I mean, none of us knew anything back then. Like, I was giving you advice, and I was, like, pulling it out of my ass, like...
Whatever, I was like, she's a lawyer, talk. She know what she talking about.
No, man, it's hard, but, like, yeah, if we can help future generations of Sheridan grads not
go through it... Fuck, we should all just be helping each other, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
like,
if I can talk to some... You know what I did? The first thing I did when this freelance project came up was I did contact someone who graduated before us because I saw he had done, like, a really cool project which looks like it had been commissioned.
Yeah.
But it turned out that he had done it, like, it was a passion project for him, so yeah, he didn't have the information to give me. But, like, go out there and just add people on Facebook and fucking ask some questions.
On fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Talk to them.
So, after all this, this has taken place, you're finishing up at the bank, and you're like, you know what, I'm doing my freelance, I'm working here at the bank, I think it's about time I maybe try and get a job in a studio.
Yeah, so...
Is that what happened?
Pretty much. What happened was, so I was doing the freelance for the first, I'd say, year and a half that I was at the bank, and then there was, like, a 6 months where I wasn't, like, I was not actively looking for work, and I just didn't have any freelance work. Mm. At the same time, I was getting fed up with the bank's policies, so yeah, I was like, okay, I need to move. And so it was just, like, talking to people and saying, like, man, I want to get out of here. I need a change. And then I spoke to a friend of ours who works at the studio where I currently work. And he was like, oh, we need some designers. Like, you can apply. So this was in October where I applied.
2012.
Yes, October 2012. He recommended my work. And then they were like, oh, yeah, she's good. And, like, we can probably bring her on. So I went in for an interview. And it was super positive. They were like, oh, yeah, you're, like... They were basically saying, like, I had the job, but then I didn't have it.
Funny thing is, exact same thing happened to me at the exact same studio.
I know. I heard that story, and I was like,
fucking, my interview was them briefing me on the show, and I went home being like, I got it, and then I didn't get it.
Aww.
Yeah, so I didn't have it, and it was disappointing because I really like that particular studio. Mm-hmm. And then, so this was in October, and then January... January, they contacted me and they're like, hey, can you come in for some testing? And I was like, yeah, for sure. So I went in for a test and then, yeah.
And you got it.
Now you worked there.
Yeah.
Now you kind of had to, although, I mean, no. You had to still work at the bank, though, and finish off the remainder of that month because they were like, we need you.
Yeah.
And you were like, okay.
So now I'm working at a studio and I love it.
The money's a little different.
The money is different because I do have, I've got like probably the juniorist position you could find in design.
What are you doing anyways?
Design, okay. Character design.
2D or 3D?
Toon Boom. So that's 2D.
It's 2D.
Right? 2D.
Oh, I guess I should have said what kind of show are you working on? It's a 3D show though, right?
It's a 2D show and I can't talk much about it.
Was it a new one?
It's a new show.
Oh, okay.
New client, fancy shiny client, but it's going to come out soon, so I'll tell you guys more about it.
Here's a question about that job that you got. When you were applying, and I mean, even though someone told you like, hey, you should apply, we'll put a word in for you.
I had no idea what the show was.
No, but did you go in there and show them like your resume being like, here, I've been out of school for 2 years, but here's my freelance stuff that I've done. Did you show them that stuff?
I didn't approach it. I think I was lucky that I already had the recommendation from inside the studio.
Yeah.
They never asked for my resume.
Yeah.
And although I had one with me at the time, I never offered it because I figured, what am I showing? Like, I haven't worked in a studio and that's the experience that they'd be really interested in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and they, you know what they did too is like, and studios shouldn't well, it was fine, but they were selling the show to me.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I've learned in class is that you should be asking that person about themselves and trying to see how well they're going to fit in the show as opposed to trying to sell your show to that person.
Right.
So they didn't ever really...
Because then I've seen people do it. They get a tour around the studio and they're just like, oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. This is so great. That's cool. But they're not like...
Yeah.
Figuring out, like, is this person a dick? Do I want to work with them? Or
so it worked out great for me because I didn't have to try to explain that, like, 2 year gap. And, I'm really thankful for it. And, like, I fucking love it there.
You know, the thing with your gap, though, I wouldn't really call it a gap because, I mean, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in our group agrees with this, hands down. If you went up to anybody and said, I run my own business on the side, I have clients, I'm looking to get into the studio system, that speaks more to me than just saying, I haven't worked for 2 years.
For sure,
school.
For sure. And that's how I would have positioned it. But, now in retrospect, I'm like, man, I'm glad I went through that whole experience and I'm glad I can share it with
people.
It's
funny,
today,
like, how you fuck up, like, well, you didn't fuck up, but you were getting, or were going to be, and you felt like, man, I'm spending all this money on a lawyer and I'm spending all this money on, like, businesses stuff. And then you, and you know, you don't know what you're doing because you didn't have the education. It's not your fault.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, but there's so much uncertainty, and, like, it's so easy to get down on yourself and feel like, you're a failure. And it's like, no, you're not. Like, your fucking life goes you're on, learning, first of all.
Yeah.
And, like, your first two years when you graduate are going to be, like, full of ups and downs. Like, it kind of happens still. But, you know,
yeah,
whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Just, like, do what you can and fucking
I said this when I found out it was industry day on Twitter, like, you only really fail if you quit.
Yeah, so, it's true.
You know what I mean?
And that's what I gotta say, like, even if you're not doing freelance and whatever, like, you can't find the clients, whatever your situation is, if you want to work in animation and you don't get a job right away, fucking keep doing your own personal work.
Yeah.
And keep, like, try to get an online presence. Post it. I don't want to say post it on Facebook because, like, their privacy settings are driving me up the fucking wall right now.
She reads the legal shit whenever they're like, hey, do you want new settings? I'm like, yeah, whatever. She'll read, like,
the 10-page document. I'm so mad at the terms and conditions of Facebook right now. Do we have time?
Yeah, if you want to.
Basically, if you
post... This has been news lately.
Yeah, if you post anything on Facebook right now...
Like, you need a picture or artwork or anything?
Yeah, specifically for artwork, but your pictures too.
Oh.
But if you post your artwork on Facebook, you are granting them the right to sell that to a third party. So, like, I don't know, any fucking company.
See, does that... Okay.
If you read the terms and conditions, you're granting them a transferable... It says transferable, I don't know, license or whatever. Transferable means it can be transferred to a third party. And you're not getting paid for it. So Facebook's going to get paid and give your fucking work to, I don't know, any, like, McDonald's or whatever company.
See, that's fucked up because, like, I'm going to use a real example. Cartoon Saloon has a Facebook page. They're putting shit from Secret of Kells on there. They're putting shit from their new movie.
Yeah.
So does that affect them too?
And so the terms and conditions are on the personal page. I just created a professional page, whatever the fuck it's called, Facebook page, yesterday for my company.
Yeah.
And the terms and conditions on the page do not address the rights of the images. So I need to look into that further because I have a feeling it's still going to apply to the pages.
Yeah, but
like, Nike has a fucking Facebook page, how are you going to say, well, the shoes ours? Like, you know they're not going
to
do that.
I wonder if they're doing
it
just to be sneaky about getting just, like, artwork that they find on there, because then they're like, oh, we could make some money off this. Or
Yeah, and the thing is, too, is I remember Instagram kind of did something similar, and a lot of people were like, oh, yeah, because Instagram wants to fucking sell your stupid selfie pictures, and it's like, it's not the point. The point is, like, if I create a piece of artwork and put it on Facebook, even if they don't ever steal it and sell it, still the fucking fact that they feel like they should be able to is not all right with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you think, though, because the beauty of the internet, that if a big thing that everybody uses tries to do it, and the internet, people will just be like, fuck you, and then they'll just create a new system. And then when that one, like, goes bust...
But that's what I was talking about with Brayden today, because how does it go? The UK just passed a law today that's saying that, like... Fuck, what is it?
I was reading about it. So if you create something...
Like, when your signature is not on it, that's what it is.
Well, it's not even that. I don't think it has anything to... Listen, I only read one article.
It's like orphaned artwork is what they're calling it.
Or something along the lines, but basically is, let's say... Like, I know this is the way in Canada and the United States, and I don't know the other laws too well, or for other countries, but if you create something... So let's say you create a character just for shits and giggles, just for fun, those little comics that you've done, those are yours by default. You made them, so lawfully by default...
They're mine.
You own them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it works anymore in the UK. You have to register it for it to be yours. So if you created a character in the UK, if you don't register it, you don't own it. And then somebody, if they find it in, like, a database or you put it online, then they can just fucking use it.
So, yes. And then what I was reading was that it's specifically for orphaned artwork, which means that there's no signature on the artwork.
Yeah.
So someone can go in and crop your piece, take out your signature, and then it becomes... It? Yeah. And repost it. It becomes orphaned artwork. What's it called? Common... Not common knowledge. I want to say common knowledge, but like common law? Fuck.
No,
common owned or whatever it's called.
Royalty free?
Oh, it's... Yeah.
Guys, you all know what we're talking about. We're just idiots.
Leanne's having a beer.
But yeah, so basically, that's fucked up.
Yeah, so
and it applies internationally. So someone can find your artwork here in Canada, even though you made it and you're Canadian.
So basically you're saying if I put anything now online that's not privately protected by me...
Yeah, the UK without a password, can fucking take it.
I would need, though, to, like, do a big watermark over the artwork.
Theoretically, yes, because somebody can crop it.
Yeah, nobody wants the watermark if it's over the artwork.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing, too. Like, I think I saw this on Steven Silver's Twitter
page. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I reblogged from Steven Silver.
Yeah, because he was basically like, if I were you, I'd consider putting a fucking watermark on everything and make it low quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's shitty because the law says that you cannot crop someone's image. That's modifying it. And unless you have a license to modify it, you're not allowed to do that.
But the
so they're already breaking the law if they fuck up.
But the bill says that it's okay if you put in a sufficient amount of, like, if you spend a sufficient amount of time searching to make sure that you can't find the original image, but then they don't specify what that means and they don't specify a way for you to check it. So essentially they've created a giant fucking loophole for you to get fucked through.
Yeah. So my next question...
Through the loophole.
Yeah.
Any artists were asked about this stupid bill?
Well, of course not.
No, it was all corporate people.
God almighty. I fucking hate you, world.
And it's shitty because Facebook is such a good marketing tool.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So is Twitter. And it's like, okay, so are we creating something else?
Is Twitter doing something like that as well? Or?
No, Twitter's okay.
Twitter, you don't usually post pictures directly on Twitter.
You can photo book it.
You can,
but most people post links, and I think that's why they're not involved in that yet.
But honestly, at this point, I would not put anything high quality on the internet.
I took down all my shit off Facebook, and I just created the page yesterday, and I'm looking into it because I don't know.
Even though you had it.
It's in their fucking servers.
It's in their servers at Facebook.
Yeah, they still own it. Those bastards. And it's like, man, you're a fucking billionaire, Zuckerberg. Why the fuck do you want my poor characters?
Because that
could make them richer.
What's the meme that they have? Julian Assange gets world secrets and gives them out to people for free to tell the truth, and he gets put in jail, and Mark Zuckerberg gets all your information and sells it to other people,
and he's just like a fucking
trillionaire or whatever.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But this is all part of learning how to protect yourself, and I'm not trying to say, like, well, whatever, it's just the way things are evolving, we got it. And it's like, no, that shit's not okay, but we do have to be aware of it so we can protect ourselves.
Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah. But it's shitty to put I hate watermarks.
But the way around that's low quality. And I know that sucks too, but it's better than a watermark.
Yeah, just post a link to something else.
Yeah, because the thing is too,
privately posting it, and then if someone really wants to see it,
Well, it's not only that, but it's like, if you do it low quality, the thing is these companies, like, if especially if you're going to print it or put it around on another website, they need high res shit.
Yeah.
They need it.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to protect yourself.
I don't know. The thing with this whole stuff you're talking about, I don't think the majority is obviously not going to be educated in this.
Yeah.
And they're just going to find, like you said, loopholes. They'll find people who don't know. They'll find whatever it takes. And maybe the good artists will get shunned because they're the ones who actually have been protecting themselves.
But one of the things that Brayden was pointing out today was that you can post all your stuff on your website, not even deal with Facebook.
Yeah.
If one of your fans takes the drawing off and, like, you know, copy paste it onto their desktop and then re-uploads it to Facebook or whatever after,
then Facebook has it
exactly.
This is the dumbest fucking thing ever.
So there's no real way to protect. Like, you can try, but I mean, ugh,
fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah, so this has been giving me a headache since, like, last week.
Yeah, and again, like, some people be like, well, why the fuck would
Facebook technically owns our Guys with Pencils icon that we have?
They don't own it, but they can use it for whatever the fuck they want.
They can use it and sell it to whoever they want.
They can sell it,
you won't make any money off of it. And then what I'm curious about, but it's not brought up, is what are they selling? Like, what kind of rights are they selling to it? Because, okay, if they take it and they're selling it and they sell with exclusive rights, that means you can get sued for using your own thing. By the other company that it was sold to illegally.
Right now.
No, I know. They're not making it easy for us because they don't want to pay us because what we do isn't work, apparently.
Yeah. Why pay the artist when you can fuck them?
But, man, what we do is awesome, though.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah!
No, but it's true. Like, fuck, I've worked at a bank and, like...
Oh, yeah, you told me some scary shit.
Yeah, and I won't go into it because, you know...
Yeah,
legal reasons. That, but...
Because you're legally not allowed to.
Yeah, that too. But,
There's a hit up for Leanne.
It's true. Like, we have awesome jobs and I wouldn't trade it.
No.
And we're lucky. Like, we've got really great skills and, like, honestly, the internet has, like... crazy as it's getting right now, it's still an awesome tool.
Yeah.
And I think it was Caswell that was saying it, right? That, like, we're in the wild west of the internet, yeah. and it's just going to get more and more fucked. Like, we're just watching it happen.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people aren't watching it happen because they're not paying attention to the articles, you know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. It's crazy.
This has been a depressing podcast.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us down.
Sorry, guys.
I don't think it's depressing because at the same time, like, as bad as all this shit is, you can also build people that like you and the work you do, and they'll protect you. And they won't support the people that fuck you.
Exactly.
Because that happens. Like, yeah. I know for a fact, I've seen people have their, like, a couple of friends of mine had their artwork up on a, like, a DeviantArt, I don't remember the site, but it was a DeviantArt-esque kind of thing.
Yeah.
And somebody had taken a bunch of their shit, like, cropped the signature off, and then reposted it on their art account, and their fan base went up their fucking ass about it. And then they got reported, and then they got taken down and all that stuff. But, like, that's a smaller kind of situation, but at the same time, like, yeah, I've seen people have their artwork taken without permission and used as, like, book
portfolio
covers.
Portfolio stuff, too.
And portfolio stuff.
I've had my work taken by a douchebag who was, like, a wannabe rapper. And like, took one of my pieces. And he was nice. He contacted me by email. And he's like, hey, I'm going to take this for my album, yo. And I was like, all right, you're going to pay me.
Yo.
And then he didn't want to pay me. At first it started out fine, so I had his phone number and shit. And then, like, I called him to find out what was going on. Like, he wouldn't answer. It's turned into, like, this retarded...
What happened? Did he take it and make it his own?
Lawyer.
I ended up talking to him, and he was like, yo, so, like, I don't know. He was, like, trying to pick me up. It was just, like, this fucking awkward, like, really annoying... I don't know. And in the end, I was like, hey, I sent him an official email, and I was like, listen, if you use this, I will sue you. You have no right to use it.
Wow.
And... he's a wannabe, so I haven't seen him blow up and use my fucking piece, so, you know. But it's crazy. And, I mean, he was in Canada. If something happens elsewhere in the world, you're like...
You don't know if in China somebody's using your stuff on, like, on a t-shirt.
And then it's like, they have completely different copyright laws, so...
I'm not knocking the Chinese, but I've heard they just disregard everything copyright laws. They're like...
Well, that's why people laugh, like, knock off purses and stuff.
Well, no, but they do, like, even, like, I'm talking, like, big things, like a fucking, like, replica Apple store...
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're just like, you can't do this. And they're like, stop us. That's literally
the thing. As they're building it.
Yeah, they're just like, we're making Apple. What are you going to do about it, Apple? So I don't know, man.
It's tough.
You know what? The important thing is
that. That's why you want to be smart about it.
Yeah. And you know who's smart?
Leanne.
Oh, guys. With pencils. Stop it. Oh, man. You guys are so nice. Guys, I'm not that smart. Just read the books I'm going to recommend.
Well, you must be smarter than anyone in our year, because I don't know anybody who did that besides you.
Yeah. I'm not sure. There's a few guys in our year who started companies.
Yeah, but I mean, I look at you because, I mean, we're such good friends. And
yeah. Thanks, I love you too, man.
I love you, bro. I just got to say the funniest thing, though, because Leanne was really young when she came to... Sheridan when she started. You were like, how old?
I was 16.
16.
Fuck you.
I know. So I tricked her once.
Telling her, fuck the story, man.
So, you know, GO trains.
Yeah.
The engine had a little Ontario flag on it, and we were going to the zoo one day or some shit, and Leanne's like, is this the train we get on? Is this one? I'm like, well, this is the train we Ontario people get on. I was like, you can't get on because you're from Quebec. She believed me.
These guys did so much fun of me from being French Canadian. It was crazy.
For a while.
Oh, no, for the full 4 years. No.
The only reason why they gave you a hard time is because he reacted to it.
And we loved you
well,
so much.
Well, that's true, but hey, I'm separatist, you know? Well, not really.
I'm separatist.
Not anymore.
You've been integrated now.
Everybody who's not from Canada right now is like, what are they fucking talking about? What's a separatist? What's Quebec? What's Ontario?
Not say what's Quebec. You know what Quebec
is. It is a nation within a nation.
No, there's a lot of people that are probably like, what's Ontario?
Yeah.
No, is that
the city you guys are in?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, shit, man. Well, I'm really happy you've been able
Where can people check you out?
I have a website. It's www.leannedufour.com.
How do you spell Dufour?
D-U-F-O-U-R. Leanne is spelled L-E-E-A-N-N. And you guys can maybe put a link to
it. Yeah, we will.
Sure.
Do you have a Twitter? Well?
Yeah, I have a Twitter. Leanne Dufour, Twitter.
And you got a professional Facebook page. But if you don't want to promote Facebook...
of course I do.
Oh, okay, cool.
Leanne Dufour Design. And if they steal my shit, fucking help me, guys.
We will.
And
we'll go punch Zuckerberg in the fucking face.
Yeah, be my friend on Facebook.
Hey,
I
want to
meet people.
Here's the thing, Zuckerberg, he's just one guy. I mean, he's got like six.
He probably has no idea what's going on.
He's got big bullies.
Probably.
He's got big bullies that are backing
him. There's probably like five of them. All we got to do is just take those guys out. There's like 5 billion of us on Facebook, right?
He's probably really smart. Like, I don't think you can outsmart Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah. We can outsmart him. I saw that fucking movie. He's a dork.
Oh, but have you seen the real one? Like, his real face looks much scarier. They made him look like such a dork in the movie. Oh, have you guys seen Oblivion?
He's fucking
weird. Hey, I want to do top score.
By the way, before we jump into that, he's fucking weird. Isn't he all like, I will only eat an animal that I hunt now and stuff? It's so like, if we go to a find Zuckerberg, he's like, humans, they're the hardest animal to hunt. That's what I bet he's like now. He's probably gone all batshit crazy. But yeah, top score, great idea. Yeah. I haven't done one in a while.
You guys haven't done it in a while.
Just fucking do the top score and we'll let you go.
Top score, Oblivion. Go see it. People are fucking hating on that movie. I read horrible
Oblivion,
reviews.
Oblivion, is that the one with Will Smith or Tom Cruise?
No, Tom Cruise.
Okay.
It's and Morgan Freeman. Beautiful. And people said that the story is predictable, but I don't watch enough sci-fi and I was surprised.
Is it because Tom Cruise, people are hating on it?
Yeah, like, there's people saying, like, oh, it was horribly acted. It's like, it's fucking Tom Cruise. When did he ever act properly? It's fine.
I like the Mission Impossible movies.
It's horrible acting. He's always got the same face and, like, his intense, like, I'm hot face. And they all see him from the same angle because he's short. But that's fine. That's what it is.
All right, so apparently Leanne says Oblivion is great.
Oblivion is awesome. Go and see it. It's great.
Adam, what do you got?
The Brutal Legend art book's the best book I've ever laid my eyes on. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I love how enthusiastic you were about it.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm like, come and see it, guys.
I saw Jurassic Park in 3D. That was awesome.
You went without me?
Yeah.
Oh, you did see it. How was it?
It was amazing.
I was trying to organize a group and like, nobody would go see it with me.
Oh, you should have asked me.
Well, we'll go now because we'll go see it.
Well, no, I don't want to see it anymore. I just saw Oblivion.
I've seen Oblivion. No need to see any other thing.
No, well, Jurassic Park's going to be shitty compared to that.
Was it shitty in 3D?
No, they did a really good job on the 3D. It was more about, like, adding depth to shots than it was about being like, it's in your face! And
I'd love to see Steven Spielberg, it's in your face! Jurassic Park 3D!
And also, like, that movie's just really good.
It is. It's an awesome movie.
It's scary.
Clever Girl. That should have been called the Clever Girl Edition in 3D.
That whole scene when you see the T-Rex for the first time with it's raining and the Jeeps. Also, 3D fucking shirtless Jeff Goldblum.
That's awesome.
As a heterosexual male, all I have to say is mm-mm-mm.
Damn, maybe I should go see it.
We will.
He was a handsome son of a bitch when he was younger.
I'll say my top score is Injustice.
That's a fun game.
The fun game that I've been playing with Brayden online. It's been pretty fun playing as superheroes, beating each other up and doing cool finishing moves and all that shit. So it's been a good pastime. Wayne Michael Lee, you need to get a copy of it and play it.
Yeah, Wayne.
He will. Oh, he will. So I guess if... another episode. Leanne, we finally got you on. People can go find
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having me, guys. I was like so nervous.
Yeah, I know. You're like, what the fuck am I going to say?
But then I got a beer, so.
You're just like, fuck Facebook and fuck this.
You know who I hate.
No, but I feel like it was like a really negative podcast. And
no, it started out really good.
I'll try to be more positive
You
next
started
time.
Out good, and then you Sharing were just like, information fuck Facebook, but then you were like, yeah, fucking Oblivion, man. So you saved
it,
man.
Okay, I saved it. Yeah. Good. Yeah, guys.
It wasn't negative. It was informative.
Yeah, definitely. And we got a good idea for a new episode out of it.
Too. Yeah.
So
yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, fuck you.
Tabarnak.
Call it the tabarnak.
Oh, shit. Shoot.
I don't know what that means.
It's a dirty French word.
Is it?
I think so. It's like the dirtiest French word you can say, right? Tabarnak.
Not really.
Well, like back in the old day, like if you like hit a nail and you missed and you hit your thumb, you're like, tabarnak. And
so I still say it. I still say it.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Can you finish? I say it when my scenes crash.
Can you finish something off in like in French for the episode? I don't know.
Oh.
Tout le monde aime guys with pencils.
The hell did you say?
Everybody loves guys with pencils.
Okay. Well, do you know how on every episode, this is pandering, but I don't care. You know how on every episode, this has been another episode of guys with pencils, I'm blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Say that in French.
Okay.
And then say your name, and then we'll go around and do it.
Okay. Awkward.
Do you do it with French accents?
No, that'll be insulting.
Like, no, it's fine.
Andrew Murray.
Do it. Okay.
No, I'm not doing
and we
that.
We all finish with.
I'm not doing that. No.
Ceci French
princess, okay.
No, I don't give a shit what she says. I'm not doing it.
All right.
Ceci a été un autre épisode de Guys with Pencils. Je m'appelle Leanne.
I'm Adam Hines.
And I'm Andrew Murray.